Oh, that's really loud.
Hello.
It's a little...
Is that too loud?
It might be a little tinny, being that far away.
Hello. It's your bitches, Dahlia and Shelly. And welcome to Several Tangents.
This is the worst.
Episode 1.
Did you just spit into my mic?
No, I just started laughing.
Welcome. You don't need to sit that close.
I don't know. Hello.
Welcome to Several Tangents.
I'm Chef.
Oh. I thought you were done.
Okay.
This is a shit show already. You should just keep this clip. Yeah. This is a shit show. Yeah.
But it's our shit show.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Hello!
Welcome to Several Tangents.
My name's Talia.
And I'm Shelly. And your phone just vibrated into the mic.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, that picked it up.
It's okay. He just misses you.
Damn straight.
If anyone's trying to figure out what this podcast is about, I think the first couple seconds of this is already indication enough.
A mess.
Yes. It's a shit show. But it's a fun shit show. It was originally going to be called Shit Talk Podcast. Because S-H for Shelly and T-A-L, I guess, for Talia. Yeah.
Good job spelling.
But then I found out that there was already a shit talk podcast. So we're like, nah, let's be original. So we called it Several Tangents because chances are we're going to get to several tangents. on topping? Wow. No one's topping anyone
English
here.
English is our first language.
Actually, it's my third.
Yeah, actually, it's my second. I don't know why I said that. Oops.
Yeah, so shit talk podcast, basically. But we're not, like, trash talking.
Yeah, we're not trying to hurt people's feelings or say mean things or spread negativity. That's not our jam.
We're not trash talking. We are just trash who we're talking.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be your tagline.
It should.
But the point of this podcast is because there's a lot of things in life that we rant about. Like, it's usually kind of silly things, and sometimes it's things that are actually really deeply affecting us. Mm. But I find a lot of people feel really uncomfortable saying that they aren't enjoying something or that they feel bad about something because... Everyone puts on this persona of being, like, happy all the time. Not everyone, but, you know.
Like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think when I have a lot of insecurity about ranting, which we are going to get into in an episode at some point.
Eventually.
But, like, I always felt like I was venting too much. So then I started keeping everything inside.
Which is also, not good.
Yeah, it's like trying to hold in a fart.
Yeah. It's painful.
Yeah. And you get all bloated and you have to take Gas X.
It's just not a good time. We're just trying to create a safe space because, you know, everyone needs to talk through some shit. Yeah. Everyone has a friend that they go to talk about shit that they have to deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah. And sometimes your friends aren't readily available. Like,
so we have a microphone instead.
Yeah. I mean, like, we text each other pretty often.
Yeah, I mean, we basically do this without a microphone.
But we thought we'd bring you in.
Yeah.
You can eavesdrop on our conversation. Could be the, what is it called when people like peeping toms? Voyeur, you can be a voyeur.
I don't know what I was trying to think of.
I guess a little bit about ourselves. We're both the same age.
Yeah.
26 and a half.
Yeah, we've known each other since high school.
Yeah, and then we both went off to different towns for university, and then Talia fucked off to Korea for 2 years.
Well, Israel first, then Korea for okay. 2 years, so...
Well, the last I heard, you were in Korea.
Yes.
I just got and then... Kind of. I got a burp. 1 second. Excuse me.
I've been trying to be quiet this whole time.
Do it, girl. Do it.
No, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's passed. Oh. I did it subtly.
Missed opportunity.
Sorry.
What were we talking about?
Oh. About ourselves. Okay. Yeah, I was in Korea.
I was not happy in Canada. Sad. Okay, and we'll get into that.
Yeah, we lost touch, though, over a few years.
And yeah.
We met back up by chance.
Yeah.
By fate. By... Even though you don't believe in fate.
We literally were just talking about how I don't believe in fate.
Yeah, I just... Yeah.
But, yeah, we, like... So, I joined a kickboxing gym. And then in one class, I look over and Talia's starting her first class.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. And then we...
Like, oh my god, Shelly?
We exchanged numbers again.
Yeah.
Because we both definitely changed our numbers.
Oh, for sure.
I changed my number. Yeah, four times.
Like, every time I moved.
Burp again. I'm sorry. I just had dinner and bubble tea.
It's late, too.
Yeah, it's pretty late. Yeah. And I'm finishing my... Excuse me. That's just going
to
be...
Welcome to several tangents. I don't know
That's
why.
That's going
to
be the... I don't...
I keep on going close to the mic, like...
I don't know. You just rocked...
Sorry.
Are you, though?
No.
I've lost track of what we're talking
about. We were talking several about tangents. Ourselves.
We've gone on several tangents
There you
already.
Go. It's already all coming together.
So...
Should we talk about our... today's episode is supposed to be about?
Yeah, since we're talking about school, mm-hmm. and also I thought it was kind of timely because when this posts, it's going to be May 22nd, so a lot of high schoolers, at least in Ontario, mm-hmm. are going to be finishing school, and like high school seniors are going to be graduating, and post-secondary kids, you're technically not kids, but I mean, I still feel like a kid, and I'm several years out of university, but you're going to be graduating, and that's scary.
Congratulations.
You made it. And if you're not, you know, pursuing post-secondary or you didn't decide to finish high school, like, that's cool too. You do you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because as I've learned, university is not for everyone.
Nope, definitely and not.
Definitely overrated.
Super overrated. And a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, like, for me, I have a lot of social anxieties.
Yeah, and you know. Not to call you out, but I remember you weren't very academic in high school. Not like, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it
no,
like that.
No, it's true.
But...
I was a shitty student. 100% was not a good student. But I think it was just because... Oh, sorry. So sorry. I'm being really loud. This is my regular voice.
I'm Asian, so my voice is naturally loud.
I'm just Jewish. I don't know. Does that add anything?
I don't know. I don't think...
Is that offensive?
Probably to someone.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm the saltier one in this duo.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm definitely the one who gets more heated up, I think. And I'm...
Oh, no. If something really pisses me off.
Yeah. But I get pissed off a lot easier, I think.
Fair. Than I mean, you. Therapy has calmed me down a lot.
I have never had therapy, so I have never been calmed down.
There you go.
So that's where we are.
Anyways.
Yeah. Tangent number 54. So I guess we can talk about, like, what we studied at first, because you kind of did a couple different things, really, and yeah. I ended up doing something slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how other, I guess... school districts are like, but ours in grade 9 we had that careers class.
I wasn't in your school in grade 9. I was in a Jewish private high school.
Really?
Yeah, for the first from grade 9 to 10.
When did we actually meet then?
Grade 11. Because from grade 9 and really? Grade 10 I was in a Jewish private high school.
I don't remember at least grade 10.
I've blocked all my memories from grade 9 and 10. I've blocked most memories from my cringy adolescence, mm-hmm. teenage years. Let's not get on that. We'll talk about high school later.
Not this episode.
No. 'Tis not the time. We need like 3 hours to discuss how cringy
yeah.
we were. But,
oh, man. Anyway, ninth grade.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't meet until grade 11.
Oh.
I knew Nicole from before. Our okay. friend Nicole. Hi, Nicole, if you're listening. Hi.
Well, clearly, sorry. Clearly my memory is not as good as yours.
Yeah.
But so. In ninth grade, we had a careers class. And I remember one of the projects was we were kind of supposed to do like a portfolio about like what we might want to pursue.
Mm.
And I remember my two choices were either game design or forensic science.
Oh.
And then I realized that game design was a lot more tedious than I had imagined it to be. And I've always liked the sciences. Mm-hmm. So pretty much, like, right off the bat, I was pursuing the sciences. I didn't really have to think about it. I wanted to do forensics. Mm-hmm. And all 4 years of high school, like, I guess I was kind of lucky because a lot of people don't really, they don't even know until they've gotten into university what they want to do.
Yeah. I mean, when I was in grade 8, I was extremely obsessed with CSI, Las Vegas. All the others are irrelevant, okay? Las Vegas all the way. So I was convinced, like, I was like, just yeah. CSI.
Vegas yeah, was just CSI.
You have to know which one specifically, because there's all that garbage, like, Miami, New York, like,
ugh. Yeah.
Gross.
New York was okay, I think.
Las Vegas is the only one.
Okay. I mean.
So I wanted to be in forensics, too. But then as I went through high school, I realized I'm shit at science. And even shitter at math.
Shitter?
Yeah. But good at English. Who knew?
Depends on which teacher you're asking.
Yeah.
To be honest. Fair.
But, yeah, I slowly stepped away from the sciences and realized criminology was probably a much smarter path. It still has to do with crime stuff. Mm-hmm. Crime stuff. The criminal justice system, but it's less hard, and I don't, it didn't need math to get in.
See, I wouldn't say that it's less hard, because... Well,
to me, anything with math is, like, I can't reach it. It's so high.
Well, because one of my...
of success.
One of my other friends, she also went to criminology, and when she was still in school, like, she would tell me about all the papers she had to write, and I was
I love writing essays. That's like the, give me an essay any day. Fuck exams.
Yeah, fair.
First F-bomb of the episode. Fuck exams. Give me an essay any day. I loved writing essays.
Depends on the topic for me. I, like, it has to be something I actually care about. If you're trying to make me write about something specific,
yeah.
And I have no emotion about it altogether, it's going to be shit.
Fair. I just, like, I've been able to write some pretty interesting essays. Like, one of my final essays in fourth year was about Sin City. It was for my crime and film class. Yeah, and it was just about Sin City and comparing it to, like, what would happen in real life if those things would happen. You know, what law, whatever. It was fascinating, and I really enjoyed writing that paper. But, you know, there was in first year a mandatory class, I think it was social and political thought, and we had to write a really long fucking paper on Marxism. And I was just like, I remember sitting in the library, all of my roommates and I were writing that same paper. And we're all just sitting there rubbing our temples and just looking at each other in distress.
Like, just,
what do we do?
Like, the alarm's going off in your head.
Oh my God. Like, sometimes I wake up, you know those nightmares you get? Sorry, yeah. Really loud. Those nightmares where, like, oh my gosh, I have an assignment to do. Yeah. It's about that fucking paper.
Oh my God.
About that goddamn paper. I wake up, I'm like, oh my God, I have a paper on Marxism that I know nothing
about. I would have nightmares even sometimes, at the most recent being sometime last year, where I'm missing an exam.
Yeah.
Actually, I was in school last year, so maybe it was a little. Anyway, so I guess when were you sure you wanted to do criminology?
Oh God, I don't even remember. But
we're thinking really far back.
Yeah, this is, man. But I do remember when I went in grade 12, remember, they do, like, this university fair and the convention center downtown?
Did we
downtown?
Go together? I feel like we went together.
It's possible. I think, like, a lot of us went at the same time.
Yeah, it was a group of us, but yeah. I think we were actually together.
And yeah, and, like, my sister is also a criminology major.
Oh, I didn't and know that.
Two of my cousins are, but they're not working in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
Just to criminology. But I've always, like, been really fascinated by, I guess, crime.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting. All types of all the courses I took were really, like, interesting.
Yeah.
So when I was looking at which university I wanted to, I think I was looking at Carleton and Laurier, I think York, U of T, whatever.
Yeah.
UOIT, which is the school you went to.
Yeah, they're... I don't want to throw too much shade about their social science department because there was a lot of partying going on, and it was always the social science people and never the science people. So I'm just stating the objective truth there.
Fair. But when I met one of, like, he's a really famous dude, I guess. Like, in terms of terminology.
That's really like, specific.
A really famous dude. I don't remember his first name, but his last name is Fleming. Okay. And he's like a I don't know. Anyway.
Like, he's an expert
he's
in
He's well
field.
Known. Yes, okay. An expert. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Come on, I'm gonna...
I met him. It's not working. No. Tries to drink bubble tea in the mic for ASMR effects, but fails.
You just got cup crinkling.
So I met him and he would like explain the program and I was like, yeah, for sure. This is my school.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know that it was going to be in Brantford, Ontario. See, I thought it was going to be in Waterloo, but the criminology program is only at the Brantford campus. Yeah. So I had really no choice.
Yeah.
It was just...
Meanwhile, I fucked off to Oshawa.
Yeah.
The armpit of Ontario, as it is known.
And what did you do there?
So I think, again, like, I will make one decision and I will gun for it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I decided, like, no, I'm going to do forensics, I was no longer pursuing, like, game design or anything artsy, even though I am very artsy. I made our logo. look, man.
I love it.
Again, throughout high school, I just went for the sciences. And then when I heard about the one school, UOIT, they had a crime scene house. And I've always preferred doing things more hands-on. Like, even though I'm very academic, there's only so much information I can take without, like, wanting to try it myself. So
yeah.
That drew me in, and then I went to the university fair, probably with you, but it's been a long time, so
I don't remember. I blocked high school from my memory.
Yeah, same. And basically chose that. And, like, I applied to three schools because you get three choices.
Mm-hmm.
For the amount that you paid to make the application. So I chose three other schools and actually got accepted into UIT last of the three.
Yeah.
I was still early acceptance because I'm Asian.
I got acceptance too, even though I wasn't academic in high school.
Look, you told me you were.
Oh no, I was a shit student, but hey, I still made good grades.
Yeah, I had decent grades. I mean, my parents would say they're decent. To a lot of people, they're very good grades.
Yeah.
But, so it was like, even though I applied to three, I knew that was the school I wanted. So I waited until I got accepted into that one and just went straight in.
There you go.
And, like, spoiler alert, I'm not working in the field of forensics.
For university. Like, yeah, if we're talking away from the programs, we're just talking about our straight experience.
Yeah.
I mentioned previously, I have mad social anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, on... Most days than not, I have to, like, muster up the courage to order a coffee, like, by myself.
That's why Starbucks app is amazing.
Yeah. I've never used it for that. Like, for some reason, recently, my confidence has been...
Okay.
But anyways.
That's good, though.
Yeah. But back then, it was not so good. Like, rewind back to my emo days. I'm still emo at heart.
Same.
But, like, on the outside as well, I was super emo.
We don't talk about how emo I was. It wasn't even, like, true emo, though, right? Like, because you actually had, like, emo scene style. Yeah, and we were, whatever the fuck we were.
Yeah, we were just whatever, you know. But we tried.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So I was really, you know, I chose... to go to a whole new city alone.
Mm-hmm.
I was surrounded by, like, hundreds of strangers because our intake was pretty... I mean, in comparison to in my fourth year, wasn't as big. But, like, still, I was surrounded by hundreds of strangers. I was,
like,
thrown into
in
a
your
room.
Class? Or just...
No, like, the whole,
as
like,
a whole.
For
okay,
orientation.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Which, funnily enough, in my later years, I actually volunteered as an icebreaker. So, I mean, at first I was, like terrified.
Yeah.
You know, thrown into a room. I was one of seven girls in my, like, dorm room, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We each had our own bedroom.
Like a suite.
Yeah. And we had a kitchen. We each had our own bedrooms, which were huge. Like, our...
Fancy. We basically had a glorified motel.
Ours was an old post office.
Yeah, you were telling me. I'm jealous.
Same post house. I lived in post house. And it was great, except for, like, my room was the party room, which,
oh, no.
As my roommates know, wasn't such a fan of. I was, because I was really socially anxious. I was uncomfortable. Yeah. Everyone is drinking. I'm not a drinker.
I'm allergic to alcohol.
Which, you know, not a drinker.
Yeah. Like, you know, people would joke about it when I tell them, like, no, I'm actually, like, I get really sick. And I'm sober for all of it. It's not like, oh, that's just alcohol. No. No,
it's just shitty.
No, I just, I hate alcohol.
I really just, I like wine and sangria.
I don't like wine.
But at the time, I just couldn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was also because I was like, I'm a goody two-shoes. Like, I'm emo as hell. But I'm also, same. I don't want to break the law.
Same.
Even though nobody's checking. Just same. Like one random girl.
Also, like, you would be breaking the law drinking at by that point.
Yeah, I was 18.
Yeah.
17. I was 17.
Oh, well,
because my birthday's late in the year.
Oh, true. Because our drinking age is 19.
19.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember just in orientation, I was like, oh my god, what's going on? I was on the blue team. It was, we were Poseidons. It was Greek themed that year. The blue Poseidons. And it was like, I had a really good time. I broke out of my shell a little bit.
That's good.
It was great. And then as the year went on, it was like,
you shrunk back in.
I don't know. I had my moments.
Okay.
Like, I think as the years progressed, like in my first year, I gained a lot of weight. Which we'll talk about next episode, because it has to do with independence and freedom and shit. Anyways.
And the danger of.
But, like, I lost the weight, and then I, you know, second year, I was like, oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then third year was the first year I volunteered as an icebreaker.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun. I think that third year was when I, like, really broke out.
Okay.
And I think...
Did I ever break out of my shell? I don't think so.
I think I had a pretty decent experience. Like, you know, roommates, we were all, like, my floor, was it Poho 7? No, Poho... I think we were floor 2. I don't remember. Again, blocked a lot of things from my memory. But, like, the whole floor, we were pretty close. Like, we used to, when we would turn off all the lights and play hide and seek over the whole floor.
Cute. I wish I had that.
And these are all just coming back, like, to my mind memories.
So, like, I lived in res for 2 years.
Mm.
And then, so I got placed with a random roommate. Like, how our res works, like, there's different buildings. And then in one building, it's, like, the new building. So they had private bedrooms. And you had, like, a little tiny living area and a tiny, tiny kitchenette. Because they had, like, you were basically expected, you had to get a meal plan if you were living in that building.
Mm-hmm. Sorry if you hear those footsteps. It's just somebody upstairs. It's not a ghost.
Or is it?
Gasps.
And then they had, like, the building that I was in had 3 different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them were open concept, and then one of them had private bedrooms. Private bedroom one was, like, reserved for... the private bedrooms one were, like, reserved for either upper year students or, like, you just had to pay more for them. And then the one I had was actually kind of perfect because it was like a motel. You had 2 beds and there was, like, a little half wall in between for just some privacy, but and then we had a decent size kitchenette and, like, basically a full bathroom. Like, we had a shower and everything and a full-size fridge, which was important because the other ones did not have a full-size fridge. So you just had a little bar fridge.
Yeah, I had a mini fridge in my room,
which,
again, bad choice. Talk about it later, but bad fucking choice.
But, like, the fact that my dorm didn't have private rooms was good for me becoming friends with my roommates.
Mm-hmm.
So the first year I had one roommate. And then the second year, she decided to move out to a house. And at the time, like, my parents weren't sure about me moving to a house. Also, it was a lot more expensive to move into a house versus dorms, obviously. Yeah. So I had another roommate, and she was in her first year when I was in second year.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically became my best friend because it was open. So, like, when we were both in the room, we really had no choice but to interact.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like we had to force it because we... by luck, just got along so well.
Yeah.
Like, we were very different personalities, but for some reason, we just complimented each other. So that was great.
It's kismet. That you don't believe it.
Sure.
But I think, like, if you... Oh, I had a... Like, I had a really good point in my head, and then I... But, like, I think it's really lucky when you get placed with somebody. Yeah. Like, we can talk about that more in the next one, but So, I think it's pretty lucky.
But the thing is, like, because you guys had basically one big suite mm-hmm. with a bunch of people, right? But ours was, like, it was two people per suite, basically.
Yeah.
So we never really got to know our neighbors. And, in fact, our neighbors were the worst part of living in Res. Because both of the roommates that I've had in Res were all quiet. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't really party. Oh, I just smacked the cable. We don't party. We don't really drink. And like you know, our time, our fun time is watching movies together and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people around us would have parties and would get obnoxious, especially because I wasn't the most studious in university.
Same.
I skipped a lot of classes.
Same.
But I still did well.
Yeah.
Because
graduated.
Here's the thing. I guess this ties in both episode 1 and 2, but you do get a lot of independence when you go away for school.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you're not going away. Like, even if you're commuting to school, you can spend your whole day on campus, or you can spend your day on campus to go to class and then go off to do whatever the hell you want. Your parents really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't care. But, like, yeah, because if my parents found out I was skipping classes, they would be really pissed.
Well, my mom would have... Yeah. She would not have been pleased.
Yeah. But because you have this much freedom to choose, like, you fall into this trap, like, oh, I know, I'll catch up, it's fine.
I've got friends in the class that can give me the notes.
Yeah.
Which you never read.
And the thing with my school was all the notes get posted on our,
even better.
Site thing, right? Like, and it would be, like, marked notes, too. So whatever the prof was adding to the notes, it would be uploaded.
Oh, so that's cool.
Really, like, you could choose to do pretty much all self-study. Some classes were mandatory attendance, because they'd either take attendance or they'd have, like, the little quizzes that you have to sign in for or whatever.
Scantrums.
Tutorials were mandatory half the time.
Did you have those, like, eye clicker things?
No.
They made us buy those things.
Really?
It was mandatory. I maybe used mine... I almost said thrice.
Thrice.
I maybe used it three times. Maybe.
I'm trying to very discreetly drink. But you know what? Like, it suctions so much when I try to...
Yeah, it's really crinkly. Anyways. Yeah, no. I was... But overall,
I like that we made notes and neither of us...
We're not... Like, I just thought of something in regards to my notes. But... In terms of, like, experience overall, there are moments where I'm like, probably could have done that better.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't skip as many classes. But you know what? Mm-hmm. It's not my fault if the professors suck ass.
That's true.
Like, it's not my fault that, like, the course matter.
Very monotone.
Yeah. And, like, I feel bad about this one. But, like...
Do you, though?
No. I mean, he's a very nice man. But one of my classes was literally called... Gangsters, Goodfellows, and Wise Guys.
Okay. That sounds fascinating. Yeah.
The professor, who reminded me of Fred Flintstone a lot.
Oh, no.
Was very, like, monotone, so boring. He was so excited about what he was teaching.
Oh.
But I wasn't coming off.
Yeah.
And he gave us, like, 30 chapters to read overnight. Like, it was so stupid. Oh. And the book was, I'm showing you, like, as if you can see. It was super thick, like... Whatever.
Thick but then, tussies.
on the other hand, I had a professor teaching the world in the 21st century. Sounds boring as shit. It was a mandatory class. I loved it. He was such a cute old man.
Aww.
He would, like, compare things to Doctor Who, which I thought was, I was the only one laughing about. Like, yeah. I was the only one laughing.
Yeah, I think university is when I got into Doctor Who.
It was grade 12, because I remember.
For me it was university, because a friend I made in first year was into it, so we watched, like, a couple episodes together, and then I was like, I was hooked. Yeah.
Doctors 9 and 10 are the only ones that matter.
I mean, I like Matt Smith.
Let's not talk about him, because the rest of his seasons disappointed me.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched since.
I mean, I haven't really. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's tangent number 347.
But besides that, overall, if I was smart enough to invent a time machine, and I could go back to relive specific moments, I would totally go back. I would totally go back to like the house parties I went to and had a blast. I would
never
go back.
Went to one.
You know what? My roommates were pretty cool. They would drag me, not drag me. Like I would go willingly. Yeah. But they would invite me to go along with them, even though we were so different. I would totally go back to those parties. And I would totally go back to those nights where we just like sit up till 3 a.m. talking shit.
Yeah.
Like I miss those days.
Yeah.
It was like four of the best years of my life.
I think pretty much like most of my closest friends currently are friends I made somewhat recently mm-hmm. when I went back to school, mm-hmm. Which we will get to eventually in this, yeah. in this episode. But like, because we spent so much time together.
Yeah.
And, well, in the vein of, like, your friends practically dragging you out to socialize. So, I, like, you know, my best friends in university were my roommates.
Yeah.
Because we saw each other all the time and we got along and it worked out. But I did have, like, a couple friends from class. And they were kind of, like, we had somewhat similar interests. Mm-hmm. Mostly we became friends because we were in group projects together and, like, just got along. And then one day they decided they wanted to go to the campus pub.
Mm-hmm.
You know this story.
yes. <Yeah.
laughs> So we decided to go to the campus pub and like the one that's really popular because they do their pub nights on Thursday.
Yeah.
You have to get there super early or else you just can't get in.
Yeah.
They're at capacity. And there were some delays, so we ended up not being able to get in.
Mm.
So we went to the campus pub that's actually like right on campus.
Yeah.
And it was kind of quiet because most people who wanted to party that night would be at the other place.
Yeah.
But they were giving away free beers for like a promo, so everyone was having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, here's the thing. I am not a clubber. I do not dance. Mm. I can't drink.
I love to dance.
I feel so awkward dancing. And like,
but you have to understand, everyone around you is probably wasted.
I know.
So even if you look and feel awkward, nobody's noticing it.
But
you know, rose-colored
notice. That's the problem.
It takes me a while to warm up to the environment.
Like, I feel really awkward, but it's like, I'm with friends, I'm trying to join in, so we're all dancing in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's gonna be guys who, like, hop from group to group. They're not necessarily trying to hit on you, they're just, you know, hopping from group to group. And we had a few of those. And then we had one guy that was dancing and he was really interested in me.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept trying to put his hand on my shoulders. And I was wearing a halter dress.
Yeah.
So it was his hand on my bare shoulders.
I fucking hate that shit. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want your naked skin touching my naked skin.
Your skin cells should stay far away from my skin cells.
Even though at a club you never know what's touching your body.
Fair. But there weren't that many people around.
Okay.
So it was pretty sparse. It wasn't like so my one friend is like, okay, just dance with me, just ignore him, he'll probably go away soon. So I'm dancing with her and I turn around to see if he's left. He reaches out to caress my face.
Oh god, the cringe.
I mean, like, to be fair, not that it's an excuse for anything, but he was pretty drunk. Like, you can tell he wasn't fully in it. And my response was to hold my hand up right to his face.
Stop in the name of love. Just like that motion.
Stop in the name of consent. Yeah. He did back off, though. Like, I think getting...
I mean, if anybody... like,
literally, it was palm to face. We might have to take a picture to demonstrate exactly. Like, it was, I just held out my palm to his face.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to react. It was really the first time someone has physically, like, tried to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say he was fondling or groping because, like, it wasn't an inappropriate, like, a sexual gesture. It was just very odd. And
to a stranger, too. Come on.
Yeah. So.
University experiences.
Yeah. So, I didn't know how to respond to that. I mean, I guess he should be glad my response isn't what I normally say is my response, which is to punch him.
I've seen her punch.
It is.
And she has, actually, during partner
you
drills,
felt.
I felt her punches. You don't want to be on the receiving end of it, okay? I'm glad I wear gloves when we're doing that shit, because otherwise.
I've been holding back with you, though, because of your shoulder.
Yeah, but before that, we were doing hooks,
fair.
I remember.
Fair.
And you hit me so hard, like, I felt my...
I'm sorry, you should have told me.
No, I didn't want to interrupt your groove.
Well, I didn't want to hurt you.
It's okay. It's not your fault that my joints are 85 years old.
I mean,
trapped inside of a 27-year-old body.
27 going on 98.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, so that's my university partying experience, which is like nil except for that. But
we should have a whole episode just about clubbing.
I would have nothing to contribute. I don't. It's not my thing. Like I said, I don't dance. I don't drink.
You know, anybody who went to Wilfrid Laurier Brantford will know what I'm talking about when I'm saying Envy was the place to go. Not Envy. It's just the letter N and V.
Okay.
And it was like this sketchy bar.
Oh, no.
And locals could go in. It wasn't like a student bar.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of like sketchy people. I still had a blast. Look, like, I remember.
I went to school in Oshawa. Can I just remind you of that?
Yeah, but have you been to Brantford?
Yeah, but the armpit of Ontario.
Brantford could probably be the other, like the left armpit. Hairs? If Oshawa's like the right armpit. Oh, Brantford is like the left.
You were like doing a weird thing with your fingernails. Like, is Brantford the armpit hairs?
The left armpit and Oshawa's the right armpit. That's what I was saying. There can be more than one. There's two armpits.
Fair.
And knee pits. Is that what they're called?
Knee pits aren't as sweaty.
Mine are.
I'm not touching for you.
Anyway, but like if you went to Wilfrid Laurier Brantford, you know Envy was the place to go. Thirsty Thursdays, I had in fourth year, I had a 7:30 a.m. class, and I still went every Thursday.
No.
In the nighttime. Oh, in the nighttime. No, I went in the morning, like 6 a.m.
Loved. And I don't judge.
It was a great time, even though it was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean most of these places are though.
I remember I got pink eye once from a foam. Foam.
Oh, no.
People will tell me, no, bitch, you got it before, you got it after. No. I got pink eye from going to this foam. It was like, it wasn't even during my time there. This was after I graduated.
Oh, and you
and
went
I was
back.
Visiting. Because oh. I was visiting my friends who.
Okay.
She's a year younger than me.
Okay.
Love you. You know who you are. Kim.
That was not even settled.
I know. But hey, if you're listening, probably not. But anyways.
You sound so dejected.
I mean. Yeah. I went to visit my friend, and we went, and it was the foam party. Like, I was with all my friends that were a year younger, whatever, went to this foam party. My friends they dragged me into the foam. I was like, no, I don't want to get wet. I'm not wearing waterproof mascara. This is not something I want to do. They dragged me in. We were having fun. We were dancing, whatever. Woke up the next morning with pink eye.
Oh, no.
No, wait, maybe this was in my fourth year. Because I remember my friend had to drive me the next day to a different city, Paris, Ontario, to go
we
to
got
a clinic.
Got a Banana Paris?
Apparently.
Huh?
I'd never heard of it until I found out they were the only ones open at the time to, you know, give me eye drops. Because the foam party was Thursday, and then I went to a house party Friday, and I woke up on Saturday, like, both eyes, because I had it in one eye, didn't know. And then on the Friday, I guess I rubbed one eye. Yeah. Texted, you know?
Yeah.
Stupid. That's when I did drink. Because there was a period of time when I was like, I'm free.
Yeah.
I'm just going to drink.
I feel like that's a lot of thing people do is like, even if you didn't really do underage drinking, at a certain point when it's like, I can drink, a lot of people will just really get into it. Even before I found out that I was allergic, I just never was really into it.
I don't like it, but...
I don't want to lose my inhibitions and then accidentally kill someone.
Exactly. I will get tipsy at the very most. I will get tipsy at the very most. I refuse to drink so much that I'm falling over standing still. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hated feeling drunk. I hate the feeling. I'm cool with tipsy, but, you know, I don't know my limits anymore because it's been so long since I've actually, like, had multiple drinks in one evening. So I just don't do it anymore. But, like, there's one night...
Sorry, I'm actually trying to be subtle,
it's
but
fine.
It's not working.
Don't worry about it. there was one night, I was telling my boyfriend earlier, that there was a night where I was drinking watermelon vodka, and it was, like, the first night I convinced one of my male friends, to come out with me, and he invited his friends, and, like, I invited my friends, we were all gonna go out, we were pre-drinking in my house... I drank so much that before even 11 p.m., not even 11 p.m., I was like throwing up, passed out on my floor. They all went out and I was like, oh, dang it. And then, you know, but then there's other nights, like on my 21st birthday, I drank a whole bottle of white wine to myself, like by myself, 6 shots of Jaeger and probably half a beer. And I was like, just living my best life.
That sounds like a lot.
Flirting with all the boys.
A lot.
At this house party. It was, for me, that's a lot. My two friends from here, from Thornhill, came all the way to Brantford for this house party. Mm-hmm. I was drunk. I was flirting with all the boys. Flirting with all the boys. You know,
I don't know how to flirt.
Playing beer pong. In my mind, I was really nailing it. I was really good. But in reality, my friend... He was carrying us. He was carrying us through the whole game. I suck at beer pong. But yeah, like that night, woke up. Yeah, sure. Stomach ache, a little bit of a headache, whatever. But I had cold pizza waiting in my mini fridge from the night before.
That's all that matters.
That's all that I needed. That's the pure cold pizza. I don't know what I'm doing with my hand.
I'm not sure.
She's very conducting. I'm half Israeli, okay? We're very, very expressive.
Anyway.
Yeah. So yeah.
Did I have any other notes about school? I think academically speaking, like, I just wanted to say that what they tell you in high school.
Yeah.
Is a lie.
Well, yeah. Of course.
Because they were like, you need to know this. You're not going to get, like, when you go into university, if you're doing sciences, it's going to be all brand new. No. All of my first year, first semester classes and some of my second semester classes were high school review, basically. So, like...
I wish I could remember my first... I don't know. I can't contribute.
I just remember that it was, like, review. Because I remember thinking that. Being like, I can't believe this.
Yeah. Teachers are like, it's going to be so hard when you go to university. It's going to be so tough. And I'm not saying saying university was a cakewalk by any means. But it's also, they make it seem a lot scarier than it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, it's just normal classes. You just have more responsibilities in terms of readings and work.
Yeah, because...
And accountability.
Because it's a lot more fast-paced.
Yeah.
Like, I think in high school, you were kind of, like... Because you had the same class every day for the whole week, right? Mm. Or at least we
basically,
did.
The first, like...
Spend the whole week on, like, one unit or one chapter or whatever.
Yeah.
But in university, at least for me, it was, like, you had 2 lectures a week for a class. Each lecture was already a new chapter.
Yeah. Or, so. Like, one really fucking long class.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Either two times a week for an hour and a half. And
yeah,
then
yeah. That's mostly.
The other ones are, like, 3 hours, which was the freaking worst. I had one that ended from 7 to 9:50.
Ugh.
It was awful. That was social and political thought. Remember that Marxist paper I was talking about earlier?
Oh, God.
It was that class.
That's the worst class.
Yeah.
I had 4 hour labs towards.
Ugh, gross.
But you know what? But they were labs, though. So you were doing stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So it was fun. Because it was also kind of like what you are expected to kind of be able to do when you're in, if you're working in the job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's science experiments.
Yeah.
It's fun. Also, like, you know, 3 hours in a crime scene house is
pretty cool.
Yeah.
You could always
tell.
It's a very
crime scene house.
You could always tell which classes I found interesting and which ones I found boring by which, like, materials I bring. If I bring a clipboard and a pen, you know I'm into this class. You know I'm here for it. If I bring my laptop, you know that I'm playing Pokemon.
But here's the thing.
On an emulator. Emulator?
Emulator.
Emulator.
Yeah. But our school, everyone had laptops because they would... It's not give because you have to pay for it, but they issue you a laptop.
Oh.
So everyone was taking notes because, like, our notes are posted online and then most of them are PowerPoint. So some people print it out because they like the pen and paper.
I love handwriting.
But I had a tablet laptop.
Mm.
I still have a tablet laptop, not the same one, but like I like the tactile, but I like it being digital.
Yeah.
So, like, I always had my laptop, which was a trap because...
Tumblr.
Sometimes, yeah.
The Tumblr thing. Yeah, because some classes you just need to pretend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because, like, some classes you just can't pay attention
no,
to.
No, I can't.
As long as you catch up somehow and you're doing okay, you know how you learn. That's the thing. You have to figure out how you learn.
I'm a kinesthetic learner.
I don't know.
What is it? Auditory.
Auditory?
Learner. Kinesthetic. So I need to speak out loud to myself and pace. So people thought I was nuts. My roommates always were like, oh, Talia's studying again. There she goes.
I'm a very visual and tactile. I don't know what the correct terms are.
Yeah, tactile.
Yeah.
If you touch things.
I have to do stuff to learn it.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, yeah, that was, and then the thing is my program was tiny, mm-hmm. or it became tiny. We graduated with, I think, 14 people.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was a small-ish program to begin with, and it's not that it was very competitive. It's that, because forensics, everyone's like, oh, the glamour, like, it's cool, it's so cool. But then they realize how much science is actually in forensic science.
True.
So they're like, bye. Okay, but because, like, first and second year classes were pretty big, like 200 people. Our school was small compared mm-hmm. to other schools. And then, you know, by third year, like, our class went down to, like, 25, and then 20, and then, like, it just got smaller and smaller. So you really couldn't skip classes because by that point you were taking specialized forensic, or I was taking specialized forensic classes. Mm-hmm. So,
which is so cool.
But you really don't want to skip those classes either because A, they're actually very interesting, mm-hmm. obviously, because it's forensics. Mm-hmm. And B, you're studying forensics, you might want to go to classes for the forensics.
I'm true.
You know, just a suggestion.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, so there's this one girl who would skip so many classes. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where the profs noticed. Because we were a class of 17 people-ish by that point.
Yeah, you can't hide from that.
No. So, I can't remember what class it was, but or, like, what we were talking about, but the prof kind of looked around the class, and was like, oh, she's not here again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, like, saying this way, and I'm like, oh. And you do want to make a good impression at that point, because when you leave university, which we can segue into the next part...
Mm-hmm.
When you leave university and you're looking for jobs, your professional references really are just for your profs.
Sure. Yeah, I had, when I went into my master's degree,
mm-hmm.
when I was applying, I mean, I emailed my favorite professors and they gave me letters of reference, even if they didn't remember me. One of them didn't remember me at all, but I really liked him. He was so cute. He wore bow ties. He was relatively young. He was sweet. He made Lord of the Rings references. So you know you got me. And the other one was my crime and film professor.
Okay, yeah.
Who was also obsessed with horror, just like me.
Yeah.
So, just like
us. I figured.
Yeah. So I emailed both of them and they were like, yeah, girl. Not like that, but yeah. They're like, yeah.
Like, what if it was like that? Yeah. Yeah, like when I basically got my I can't remember if it was my first or second job. I think it was my second job. Mm-hmm. They asked for references. I basically asked some of my profs because mm-hmm. in terms of like professionalism. Okay, wait. No, we'll get into that part. But yeah, like your profs are your references. Mm-hmm. When you come out of school. So yeah, you want sure. to, like, some of them don't care and they'll be like, I think you're a pretty good student because I don't remember you being a bad student. That's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But like, if you make a good enough impression, then they're going to sure. be really great for your career.
Yeah.
And then leaving university was a struggle.
I mean,
it's scary because
now you're not a student anymore and you have to be a real adult.
Because you think going into university from high school, you're grown up. You're independent now because you're going to, like, university or college or whatever.
No. It hits you in the face.
When you're sitting there for hours applying to jobs.
And not getting any responses. And that's why I went back to school for my master's degree.
Yeah, so half of my classmates did their master's. Yeah. And they did it overseas, which is what really mostly prevented me from doing that because I couldn't afford that. Mm. It was too expensive. It was
very expensive. Like mm-hmm. 30 grand expensive.
Yeah. For me, it would have been around 20 something grand
per year. That was without having to pay for a visa because I have citizenship.
Oh.
In Israel.
I mean, I would have been doing it in the UK because that's where all the forensics masters.
I wanted to and I was like considering law. And then I was like, I can't do law. If I can't do math, I can't do logic problems. It's the same shit. You have 7 dresses, each of a different color. The red dress has to be next to the blue dress, but the blue dress can't be next to the green dress, but the green dress needs to be like such fucking bull. Sorry. For anybody who's passed the LSATs, good job. Congratulations, you are very smart. My brain would explode. So personally, I did not go to law school.
You know what's funny is when I was in second grade, I talk back a lot. I'm very analytical, so I always mm-hmm. have something to analyze and comment on. So in second grade, imagine this, 6 years old, my teacher told my parents, maybe your daughter should get into law.
Spoiler alert, that didn't happen.
No. But no, I think law is also another one of those two tedious things.
I think I could be a great lawyer. I love to argue.
Yeah, but you also actually have to know law.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
I know I have quite a bit good of understanding, law. Yeah, for someone who's not. I mean, that's a lie because I technically did sort of study law for forensics, but it was aimed at forensics.
Yeah. Well, I've always had like this huge interest in like wrongful convictions.
Yes.
So my planning, that made sense. I don't know why. Yes. So, yeah. My plan was like I was going to be going to law just so that I could work with wrongful conviction cases, because I think those are really important.
Yeah.
And they happen so often, you know, like everyone needs help with something.
Yeah.
So that's what my plan was. Obviously, that's not what happened because I went to school for a completely different topic. But yeah, whatever. And now I have a criminology degree and a crisis and trauma. So in like as a social work degree, I'm not a social worker, but it's an area of social work that because I have a degree in.
Master's is like, it's very academic. It's very research based, right? Yeah. Not for all areas, but for most, I think.
Mm. Like this, yeah, so this isn't an actual social work degree.
Yeah.
It's just an area of social work that I have a master's in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like interventions for like people who are experiencing trauma. Like whether it was on a large scale or a small scale, whatever. Still can't get a job.
But it's tough. Like I did recently reconnect with one of my old classmates from university, and a couple of our classmates are working in forensics. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, my laptop just had a notification and it was so loud in my earphones. I think I had a heart attack.
I even heard it. That is loud.
So, I couldn't find a job in my field because it's the vicious cycle of everyone wants someone with experience.
Yeah.
No one is willing to give that experience.
Nope.
And all those, like, lies that they tell you, and they are lies, oh, go to university, you'll get a job, like, you know, do something hands-on, it'll get you a job. There is absolutely no guarantee. And not that they really sell it as a guarantee, but they sell it to you as at least, like, likely.
Mm-hmm.
It is not.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is who you know, having the right opportunity, like, catching that opportunity when it comes up.
Yeah.
And pure luck.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if it's not a job that actually will require a degree, like, you know, to be in forensics, you do need at least some certifications.
Or a lawyer, or doctor. Yeah.
Like, don't think that going to university or college is an absolute must. Mm-hmm. Because it will not guarantee you a job. It will not guarantee you a good paying job. So I basically worked for 3 years doing jobs that paid very slightly above minimum wage, and then said, fuck it, I'm going back to school. I can talk about these. That's another episode. These jobs were really bad.
We can talk about shitty jobs, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I have so many stories, and I don't even care how much I reveal, because some of this stuff is downright illegal.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I always wanted to be in the sciences. I wanted to be in a lab, and I didn't want to be working where I was working.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, 3 years out of university, by that point, it's like, even if my resume looks decent, they would be like, okay, well, what do you even remember? Which is actually a lot. I do remember a lot.
I remember certain things, but a lot of, like, I don't know. You know, my therapist tells me, like, oh, it's all sitting in there somewhere. And I'm like, but bitch, where? Why can't I find it?
You gotta find it first.
I'm just picturing this, like, you know, in Bruce Almighty, did you ever watch that movie? When Jim Carrey,
I don't think so,
meets Morgan Freeman for the first time. Morgan Freeman's God.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. but, like, he meets him in, like, this, like, white room, and he has this tiny little file cabinet, and he opens the top drawer and it just goes poof, and it just like is the length of the entire floor.
It's like
of
a TARDIS cabinet,
basically. Yeah. And it's just filled with files and files, and it's like, oh my god, I don't have the time nor the patience to search through it all.
Control F.
But like, that's not
I wish we could control F our brains.
Right? Oh my god, I would pass every test with flying colors.
Right?
Whoa. Okay.
But the point is, I did not want to be where I was. Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, I think I was really spiraling down because being, like, you know, this sounds like I'm really being stereotypical, but it is true. A lot of Asian and a lot of immigrant parents are very strict on their kids academically because, like, they do want to see them succeed. And I felt like a failure. I've had a long, long, long standing fear of failure.
Girl, because, that's me right now.
Yeah, because, like, my parents never took it well. So that translates into me not taking it well. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I was working these shitty jobs, you know, like, oh, yes, I got my degree. It's great. But I still don't have a job in the field. I felt like a failure and it felt terrible. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to go back to school because by this point I have no choice. If I want to do the sciences, I have to, like, basically update myself, right? Mm-hmm. So I went back to do, I went back to do a 1-year college program and it all worked out because before I was finished placement, I got an interview at the hospital where I did my placement at and then got hired and now I'm working there.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Whereas I probably have to go back to school again to have some type of career. Stay tuned. Don't know when that's going to be revealed. Because it hasn't been revealed to me yet, so.
So, well, basically your timeline, so you went, did you do your master's right after your bachelor's?
No, I had a whole year off, I had like 5 different jobs. And then I did my master's at Tel Aviv University, which was like a 10-month program. And it was like, I did some volunteering as part of the program.
Okay.
With like a troubled population, I guess. Like,
okay.
I worked with adorable refugee children.
Aww.
Oh my god, they were so freaking cute. I was obsessed with them. So cute. And like, it was an interesting program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some classes, again, not my cup of tea. I'm not a huge believer in meditation. And there was a course where the professor, for the first 10 fucking minutes of every class, which was a 3-hour class, he'd make us meditate for 10 minutes. So I'd just be sitting there, like, with one eye open, like,
is this over yet? Just spend that time daydreaming.
Like, no, I was on Facebook. I was looking at shit. Because I've tried.
But you have to believe in it to have it work.
And there were some people who were, there were two girls. Women in the class with me,
mm-hmm.
they're like much more spiritual than I am, and they're still spiritual, and I commend them for that, but I'm not that bitch.
Also, I'm just gonna inject a little bit of, so my parents are Buddhists,
mm-hmm.
I'm not, I'm agnostic, I don't care about religion really, I don't really believe in anything particular because mm-hmm. I'm very like evidence-based, so, but like when it comes to meditation, because that has a lot of roots in not really Buddhism, because Buddhism came from Hinduism, mm-hmm. so like those religions, and it's like, why are all these white people pretending to be not white for the sake of being trendy?
I heard that Buddha statues are actually kind of like, not, is it offensive? I heard like it's
when they have them in like those home stores as decoration.
Yeah.
My religion, or my parents' religion, is not decoration.
Yeah, right? Like, but, like,
we have, I guess they're, like, idols.
Yeah.
Kind of. But, like, it's actually on an altar. My mom prays to the altar every morning.
My boyfriend's housemate is a Buddhist, and he does that every morning.
Yeah, so, like, but that's not decoration. That's,
no, yeah.
That's a religious, that's, like, you know, a very Catholic family having crosses in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or, like, your family having
hamsas and stuff like that.
So, like, it's kind of like, how do you feel about Claire's selling the hamsa as necklaces?
I mean, at this point,
you're done.
It's
you're
a little just done. Cringy. But how popularized hamsas are, like, it's a Middle Eastern symbol. Like, it's I wear one because, you know, it's against the evil eye, and the good eye in Hara. And it's like, you know, for protection or...
Yeah.
Not that I'm, like, a strong, firm believer in it, but my house is filled with them, and there's mm-hmm. blessings on them, because my mom believes in that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know? But it's like, okay. Okay, you're gonna, some random woman from Alabama has a tattoo on her as a tramp stamp or whatever, you know, like, yeah. Okay.
Like,
and they don't even know what it is.
There's a
they're just like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, there's a certain point where you're like, you're just kind of done being mad about it.
Yeah. How do we get into religion?
I don't know. Oh, because you were talking about the class that made you meditate. Oh, yeah,
the meditation.
But, like, to me, it's just, it is very cringy because I'm like, but, like, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, meditation and stuff like yoga does have certain health benefits.
Yeah.
Because I, as someone who's constantly thinking, like, I can't stop, it would probably help if I could. Every so often just to reset. It's like, you know, when you leave your computer on for too long and it accumulates too many processes and it slows down, that's like me, but permanently.
Yeah. That's sad. Well, yeah.
So that's, I, tangent 3,400 and...
Lord, we've been speaking for so long.
That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. The first 5 minutes was us, like, or mostly Talia being a little shit.
What'd I do? Oh. I was just being silly. I didn't even know you were recording. But anyways, this has been several tangents.
It's been more than several hundred tangents.
Yeah. If you've made it this far.
Congrats.
Thanks for putting up with our shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
You can put up with more of our shit on social media, but I'm terrible.
This is our first episode. Okay, give us a break.
Oh, it's not even my first podcast, which is a sad thing.
Well, mine.
Yeah, it's Talia's first podcast.
Woo!
So, social media. We're just at several tangents. Literally, that is just
On Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter.
Twitter.
Also, we're currently on Anchor, and we're waiting to push out to a bunch of other platforms, so stay tuned for that. That'll definitely be announced on our social media.
Yes.
Yeah. Rate and subscribe if you can. And on Anchor, our, like, home platform, you can give us an applause if you really liked us. So that would be a really good boost to our ego.
For sure. I need that, actually.
Yeah. It's so nice seeing the little pop-up. Like, if you download the app, it'll show you. Like, it's really nice.
Cute.
Also, we do have an email if you would like to send us longer stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have questions or, like, I don't know, maybe we'll do listener stories if we get any.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah. And, like, if you have advice for us on stuff that we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
or if you just want to share your opinion. And
on any topic, really.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're going to be covering all sorts of things.
Yeah.
We have a list.
Yeah. Somewhere.
We're huge fucking nerds.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's it. Hope this was fun.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.